No, Warren, you have to turn it on. Turn it on!
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't get turned on just sitting here.
No, turn the machine on so we can start recording.
I did. You plugged it in and I hit the button.
Oh!
Yeah!
You hit the button. Okay, then yeah. We're good. We're
rolling. No, wait. It's not on?
Oh my God. Hey, Warren.
Yeah. Hey, Craig!
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Well, we have a guest today.
Welcome to Sleepless.
In Cialis.
Yes. Are we ever going to tell people what Cialis means?
No. I was hoping your mom knew.
Well, it was kind of an embarrassing moment. You know, my mm-hmm. mother was on TikTok. Mm-hmm. She made it to our TikTok channel. And her question was, what is Cialis?
Yeah, you know what my big question is?
What?
Is why is there still plumber's tape on your vape? It really bothers me.
It's not plumber's tape. It's Teflon tape.
That's the same thing.
No, I don't like using generic terms in reference to my equipment.
Oh, my. So all this time you've had this, you're poor.
Well,
it really bothers me.
No, this is part of our platform is that we...
Flatform.
Flatform. That is that we are conservative with our funds.
Well, there's a point of ridiculous, though. I mean, how much is it for a new one of those top hoosies?
I don't know. Lauren?
Five bucks.
Five? Okay. Very good.
Would
very
you like
good.
Me to get... that could be my Father's Day present to you.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord of mercy.
Oh, wait. Hang on. You want to introduce our guest?
Well, no, I think you should. I think that's more
appropriate. No, I asked you first.
But I just got a notice from DoorDash that says Jesus is approaching with our noodles and greens order.
Really? On a Sunday?
Yes.
Jesus has risen.
He's bringing us dinner.
This is going to be part of our flat form.
It's not flat form. It's flat porm.
Flat platform. Okay, wait. Okay. Let's introduce our guest.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm very proud to the young lady that's sitting next to us.
Yes.
I think she's a wonderful person who has become just an incredible individual over the last year. And as a father, I couldn't be more proud of the person that she's become.
Oh, she's your daughter.
I didn't say that.
You said as a... Father, Craig, you're proud of who she's become. I
Craig,
think that's
we're trying
a pretty
to maintain
safe
some
assumption.
We're trying to maintain some level of professionalism on this podcast.
When did that start?
A few minutes ago.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Since we decided to run for president.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So now that we're politically associated. Yes. So this is Lauren Alexa. She is my daughter, at least according to the DNA test. She is my beautiful daughter, whom I'm very proud of. Lauren, can you say hello?
Hello.
Anything else you want to say?
I'm very excited to be here. It's nice to hang out with you too.
Oh, okay.
Jesus is here.
Y'all talk while I go greet Jesus.
Okay. So Jesus is here at the front door with food, as an offering, but. Part of this episode and the reason that we wanted you on the show today is we would like to get your view on certain political issues, okay?
Okay.
And I shouldn't say this because we try to keep personal information delicate, so I won't share the fact that you're 30 years old. We won't tell anybody that.
Okay.
And we don't want to disclose any information about your personal life, so we will not tell anybody that you have a 15 or 16 month old child. Okay.
She's 19 months, Dad.
Wow, Grandpa. Oh.
We cannot disclose personal information on the show. So, Lauren Alexa Weeks will keep your name confidential.
Yeah.
And we will not share your birth date in 1992. We'll keep all that amongst ourselves while on the show.
Did you know that Jesus is a small Latino man?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Was he wearing a robe?
No.
So there's been lies all these years.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, will you give an overview of our platform?
Platform.
Yeah. For those of you that are listening for the first time.
We need to let that go eventually. Throwing that out there.
Flatform?
Yes. Your flatform thing. Your joke is it's starting
that,
to...
That
it's
was
not
you.
That funny.
That was you.
I... brought mention and I brought notice to my incorrect pronunciation.
And I'm going to ride that wave all the way to the beach, Daddy.
Because I have one. You fuck up every word.
I'm taking this one all the way to home plate. Yeah. So Craig is, for those of you that are tuning into this episode for the first time, Craig and I have announced our candidacy for president of the United States.
Yes.
You want to fill them in on everything else?
That's it. That's we're running independent because I believe we're neither conservative nor liberal. I think we're somewhere in there.
Right.
We're in centric. The middle of those. What are we centric to?
Well, I don't think we're left or I don't think we're right. I don't think we're extreme on any. We're kind of like in the middle.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need.
But obviously, it's come to the point where one man can't get the job done.
Obviously not. Not one man named Joe Biden.
No.
No.
So we need one them named Craig and Warren.
I want to make Donald Trump our vice president.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Let him take
we
all the heat.
We can get some of the votes.
Yeah.
And then if we could make, like, Joe Biden, like senator.
Oh, yeah.
So then we got all the votes.
Can you imagine Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in a debate?
Oh, my God. He would just
kill her. Yeah, she'd have to get her daughter Emma to come out and protect her.
She has a daughter named Emma?
I think so. Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, stop with that shit.
I can't.
You have to. Oh, it's the Topo Chico
that's
again.
Part of,
we're going back to Perry.
It's part of our platform.
God, you're such a dick. Okay. We're going back to Perrier. Enough.
So we are blessed. We're starting our political series as we're running for office.
Yes.
And we're trying to establish our platform so all the Americans out there will understand exactly who we are.
Yes.
Number one, I would describe our first adjective as being real. Right?
Uh-huh.
We're not a facade.
Right.
Yeah, we're not hiding behind a political career.
No. And we have no agenda of business of anything. We have no agenda of people to please. No laundry list of people to please.
No.
We want to serve the American people.
We're draining the swamp.
No, shut the fuck up with that stuff.
That's
no. We're not doing what anybody else is doing.
But we're not being paid by anybody,
right?
Except those in the super PAC.
God.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, and now, and I want to get something up front. As we're running for president, right, we're going to be referred to as them.
Right.
And I also want to let everyone know, especially me, in my teens, 20s, and 30s, I did bad things. I did not inhale. And the stain on the blue dress might or might not have been mine.
Okay. The blue dress or the stain?
Well, why do you have to be so specific?
I'm just curious.
I don't want to answer that question.
You need to be open to all questions because I'm going to ask them and American citizens deserve to know.
Why are you backing me into a corner?
Oh my, we're starting already?
Usually you do that when the lights are off.
Lauren, would you like to be co-president? I'm looking for somebody else to run with.
No, thank you.
Oh boy, I'm stuck with your ass.
No, and the whole point is Craig and I, we did our business when we were 20s and 30s like everybody else.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think anything was extreme.
Some of it was extreme.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Yeah. Probably more than I would want my own children to do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
And so when the reporters ask or the press gets a hold of us, hold your breath. Don't ask because we don't care.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
We're real.
Yeah.
We did it. Get over it.
Yeah. There you go.
And if a member of press asks us about something in our 20s, they're going to divulge what they did in their 20s before we answer any questions.
No, they don't have to because they're not running for office. But we're just going to spill it. I mean, we are who we are. And a lot of that stuff has made us who we are.
Well, I don't want to talk about the blue dress. Fuck. I'm not spilling that part.
You are.
You're
telling
did.
Them everything.
No, there's no blue dress.
Yeah, that little shop in Phoenix where you used to go
shopping for your heels.
Yes, we're going to talk
about
that.
Have you noticed the weather today?
It's lovely, like you in those heels.
No. So part of this ongoing series is we've invited Lauren, who we've kept anonymous, Lauren Alexa Weeks.
Right.
We're not going to tell her name to anybody. especially our listeners, because we believe in protecting the privacy of the American citizen.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, just like Tim Cook. Wow. So, what questions do we have for her? As a 30-year-old, we're not going to tell her age, so that's confidential as well.
Okay.
So
what is that? Is that millennial, 30?
What are you? Are you Gen X?
No, I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial?
Yes.
Okay. What's the definition of a millennial?
I believe it's anybody born in the 1980s and the 1990s.
Okay.
Dude, I can smell that over here.
Yeah. Can you smell that?
I could taste it.
Yes. Dude, that's nasty.
Okay, wait. Why are you saying there's nothing nasty about being a millennial?
I'm not talking about being a millennial.
Huh? Okay, so Lauren, do you remember when you were 30?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have to put ourselves in those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question I would like to ask Lauren.
Uh-huh.
When you turn the ripe old age of 55 or 56, right? Where do you think this country will be politically?
I think we will be in political turmoil. I don't think we're headed in the right direction, especially with you guys running.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Shit. I think we're in trouble.
I think we need to... Hang on. That's not what we're looking for here on this episode.
Just kidding.
All right.
I think you guys are going to do great president, be great presidents. I don't know.
Co-president.
Co-president.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Or you could also say scrotum.
Okay. Yep.
No, scrotus.
Scrotus.
Yeah, I hope it gets better, but for now it's not in good shape, but yeah, I don't really have the right answer to that question.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's just all the questions that we're asking you are your perspective.
Yes.
Right? So that doesn't make it right or wrong.
Right.
And speaking of right or wrong, I need to go drain the hose.
Dude, we just got here.
Yeah.
I have to pee.
And I don't think you need to use terms like that around your daughter.
I am running for president, co-president of the United States.
No, we are running for president of the United States. It's not co-president. It's not you and me.
Wait.
Them. It's us.
When you get elected, what's going to be on your business card?
President.
It can't be.
It is.
You're not.
It's going to have our picture on it.
Right.
And it's going to say president.
Them. Them presidents.
Uh-huh. No, president.
Them president.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Them, they, us.
That's vernacularly correct.
Oh, poor. Go pee. I can't believe I'm saying
I'll be right back.
Go.
Wait.
No, I don't want to wait.
My zipper's not even up yet.
Oh my God, I'm so tired of waiting for you. That's all I do is wait for you.
If I go too fast, things get caught.
We go anything, we go to our press conference.
Uh-huh.
You're always late.
Well, no, it's not that I'm late. I have a lot of things to do.
No, you're late. You don't have a lot of things.
Every time we go to the press concert, I have to carry the cooler with all the drinks in it.
It's not a press concert.
Oh.
It's a press conference. Maybe that's part of the issue.
Well, I always thought I was supposed to bring drinks.
This is why every time when they start asking you questions and you hold up like these rock signs with your hand and say, rock on!
And my Bic lighter.
Yes. Yeah, not a good idea.
Hey, I think in all honesty and sincerity,
uh-huh.
I think the American public
mm-hmm.
is ready to have two real people in office.
Agreed.
And, you know, we talk about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both agree that he did some good things in office.
Lots. Uh-huh.
And that his mouth got him into trouble.
He needed to shut the fuck up.
And the reason his mouth got him into trouble
uh-huh.
is he was entitled.
He was entitled, and there is a certain, you know, he's extremely competitive. And he wants to win. And he's all about winning. And if somebody challenges him, he's going to do what it takes to beat them.
Right.
But I think when it comes to our citizens and the people of the United States, it's not about beating them. And it's not about winning with them. We want to protect them, make sure their opinions matter. And all the other countries in the world, that's where we need to win.
I like what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I think it's brilliant in the fact that you and I have both had many conversations regarding our career.
Right.
And we always circle back to one point.
Serving.
Developing our teams.
Give me that Topo Chico.
That was Lauren. But developing... We're very focused. Stop staring at me!
Are you going to do that like when we have meetings with presidents of foreign countries? Is that shit going to happen?
I don't hold a burp, and I don't hold a fart for anybody.
Okay. Anybody out there might be interested in running for president with me, please shoot me an email, please.
But our most sincere internal intentions have always been developing those around us.
Yes.
And if we can take
whatever scale or scope that is.
Right. Yeah. Whether it be personal, professional, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But if we as co-presidents can take that and apply it to the United States of America.
Yes.
And be focused on our citizens mm-hmm. while helping others, we'll be very successful.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Now, you had some questions for Lauren. Lauren Alexa Weeks, who chooses to remain anonymous, is here mm-hmm. in the studio. And she is showing signs of nervousness.
I feel horrible about
that. Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
You always make me nervous, but...
This is like odd.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever made anybody nervous before.
I think you have. Lots.
Doing what?
Being... You.
Is it that awkward stare?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
You know, I had to terminate one of my cooks one time.
Uh-huh.
Because he could not stop staring at women's breast.
Seriously?
That it was the most awkward scenario. And he did have a problem with his eyes. And so you know how sometimes somebody can be looking away, but they're actually looking at you? Like,
yes.
Uh-huh. And they have that disease.
Uh-huh.
Or,
oh, boy.
Or whatever it is. But his eyes actually pointed down. So when he was talking to you, it was always, "Hi, Craig, how are you? You know, how are you today?"
Lauren, quit looking at my breasts.
I'm imitating the guy. Do you have questions for Lauren?
For Lauren?
Lauren.
Oh, I thought you said Lauren.
No, like, Lauren.
I ask you questions all the time. Okay. I never get the answers I want, but I ask you questions.
That's why I'm running for office. Okay, go ahead. Kamala Harris has taught me the most.
How do you feel about the state of women's rights in our country today?
I think we have too many.
Too many?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start at the top of the list. Driving.
I think we should be allowed to drive, definitely. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Credit cards.
Yes, definitely.
So what one shouldn't you have?
Well, I don't like to work, so I think we should go back to the 50s. You know, it's just way easier to cook and clean all day and, you know, take care of the kids. And that's just my perspective, though.
Way okay. easier you know, or... Wait, let's qualify that. Way easier or way more rewarding?
Way more rewarding.
Okay.
Let's talk about what a right is.
Right.
Because I'm thinking that... You still have the right to do that.
You do. In some
it's
cases.
Just like socially
required because of our economic situation.
More accessible to, and we've kind of put people in a position where both in a family, both partners usually have to work because before you used to be able to afford shit. Now you can't afford shit if both of you aren't working anymore. And I think that's an issue.
Hang on, I think I disagree with you there. I agree, but I also disagree.
What do you disagree with?
You're right. You can't afford shit mm-hmm. on one income.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a fact.
Right.
However, our society has become so monetarily driven and vanity is so vast.
Yeah.
And our merchandise has become so disposable that we all have to have it. Right? And going back to Lauren's comment, in the 1950s, I don't think monetarism existed like that. So they did with a lot less, right?
I think they did with different. But inflation has brought us, especially recently, it's brought us to a place to where even like a moderate home...
It's unaccessible.
It's unaccessible for somebody without two prominent incomes.
And I'm going to ask Lauren a question. Okay, you're 30 years old, even though we're not going to say what your age is. You're 30 years old. The average income in the United States is what?
$50,000.
$50,000 per year. From your perspective, how could you buy a house and have two cars and live? Is it feasible?
So I'm a single mother and I have a part-time job and I would not have anything without help from my parents. I would not have anything right now without help from the government, you know. I couldn't even imagine having those things at all. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start, where to even get that type of funds. I it's just not in the future for me, which is why I really like the idea of, you know, having a home, you know, having the family life, you know, staying at home, raising the babies, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the house, and having the man work. I don't know. It just seems like a fantasy to me. Sounds amazing.
And that's okay to think that way. Yeah. We're, Craig and I are not judgmental.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Craig and I both have the same dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we want to stay, we want to stay at home and yeah. We don't want a man. We want the woman to go out and work.
Yeah.
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 And I think, and Craig and I were, Craig and I were talking about that earlier.
What's that?
The fact that Mother's Day is majorly celebrated.
Right.
And the reason for that is when that holiday was originally conceived, the mother would stay at home, mm-hmm. raise the children, right? Clean the house, do the laundry, et cetera, et cetera. That is no longer applicable in today's society.
God, I could not disagree with you more on that.
Why?
Because I think that Mother's Day is as applicable, or what is the other word? Applicable?
Or awkward. It's
awkward, yeah. it is, it's, that was the woman's role back then for the most part. Most of them worked that way. But that, I don't think that diminishes their role as a mother now. Even when they're working.
No.
I just think that the father's role is diminished because it has increased.
Right.
And so I think that needs to be expanded, and the public's view of a father, who actually is a father, needs to be expanded. I don't think the woman should be diminished.
No, not at right. all. Not at all. And I agree with you on,
even
on
if
what you're saying.
Even if they're working.
Yeah.
It's still an important role.
The mother is a key asset to the successful home life.
Right.
Without a doubt. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. But what my point is now that the mother, most or a lot of mothers, I can't say all, mm-hmm. Work, right? Mm-hmm. The father's role, as you indicated, has greatly changed.
Right.
We no longer walk in the door at 5 o'clock, kick off our shoes, and have somebody bring us our smoking jacket, our newspaper.
Sure, right.
Yeah. We do laundry, we pick up kids, mm-hmm. we do dishes, we cook, we do mm-hmm. all that. So my whole point is that this celebration that we have for Mother's Day, mm-hmm. it shouldn't be. I disagree with it. It should be Parents' Day, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we should both be recognized equally for our contributions
yes,
to the
I
family.
Yes, I agree with that.
Whether it be financial or whether it be physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're.
But we should both. You know, today is Father's Day, right?
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And, as I mentioned earlier, Silas comes out of the bedroom. He says, "Happy birthday, Dad!" And then walks around the corner. Sophia walks by me, gets on her cell phone, and sits on the couch.
Right.
You know, and then turns around an hour later and asks me to buy her something.
Wow.
Yeah. Never says Happy Father's Day.
Right.
You know. What's the point, man?
And then I saw the Tickety Talk video that you made of you folding laundry.
Yeah.
And Silas telling you he's hungry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On Father's Day.
Right.
But Mother's Day, number two celebrated holiday in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Lauren, how do you feel about that?
There's a Mother's Day and a Father's Day.
We've established that.
So wait, why does there need to be a Parents' Day?
Because
Because
Mother's Day is the number two celebrated holiday in the United States.
And what's right. Father's Day?
Father's Day is 20. The 20th most celebrated holiday right. in the United States. And as you said earlier in a previous podcast, most people can't even name 20 holidays.
Right.
You know?
I can't.
Yeah, it's wrong. So I want to zero in on questions here.
Okay.
Okay. So you're a young person striving to succeed, right? And I know you've made huge leaps and strides, right? Towards your maturity, towards everything.
You're not else. Only making Lauren nervous, you're making me nervous.
I'm making myself nervous.
Lighten up, Pops.
Yeah, my palms are sweating.
So if you could make one political change in this country, what would it be?
I would definitely change the prices of everything right now. It's just so hard to live.
Are you trying to say inflation is out of control?
Yes, inflation, cost of living, everything.
Yeah.
You know, my opinion, where a lot of that stems from, is government spending.
Absolutely. Government's given too much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The stimulus checks.
Uh-huh.
That's though I'm sure lots of people look at, oh, cool, we have some money, free money.
Let's blow it.
But it's, the country is suffering. And right. We can't continue to suffer. And we can't continue to just give everything away. Because somebody has to pay for that shit.
And right now,
we're all paying for it. And through inflation, but it's not just the stimulus checks, but there's lots of things that the government just blows cash on. We're giving money to the Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
I bet anything that money is not going to people.
No, it's lining somebody's pockets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's our money.
Yeah.
It's taxpayers.
Lauren, get off Facebook. Money. Okay.
I don't even have Facebook.
I saw you looking. Yeah. No, I agree. There's no such thing as free money in the United States.
Right.
And unfortunately, what they've done with these stimulus checks, they've made the rich richer and the poor poorer.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly the opposite of what the intention was.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I don't know what the intention was, but...
The intention was to get reelected or get elected.
The intention was to boost the economy during COVID.
Uh-huh.
And get people to start spending money.
Right.
But you took money that didn't exist. And you give it to people to spend, and it was all bullshit.
Let's make a promise to the American people.
What's that?
Since we're running for office,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get elected,
mm-hmm.
okay? We are not going to come forth with a bunch of bullshit things like free stimulus, wipe out college debt,
right.
Any of those things.
Can't do it.
No. Every president that's run, like even Joe Biden this time, or Hillary Rod My Ham. What's her name?
Clinton.
I thought it was Rod My Ham.
Rodham.
Okay. She came forth with this wipeout student loans and all that kind of stuff. And how the hell are you feasibly going to do that?
I don't know. Because what about those lenders?
Yeah.
It's the same like this big ban on house foreclosures.
Uh-huh.
It's like, but you still have banks. And that was a contract between those people and the bank.
It doesn't, the government's not involved.
Why is the government able to say you don't have to pay that anymore?
Yeah.
It's just, it's all off and it's all bad.
So, Lauren, Alexa, Craig and I would like to thank you for your time today.
Yes, and I want to apologize on behalf of Sleepless and Cialis for your father for putting you in bad position.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Was this a bad position?
It was an awkward one.
Ah!
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, awkward. Must be genetic.
Yes,
why was it uncomfortable? What was uncomfortable?
I've just never done this before.
Oh.
Yeah. So we could have gone a little lighter.
I think you did fantastic.
Yes, I do too.
I think you gave some good answers that were from a personal perspective on issues.
Uh-huh.
Now, we do need to quantify the fact that the views expressed by you on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of Sleepless in Cialis or our parent corporation, or shell companies there within.
I'm not trying to change the world. It's just the way I feel.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes America.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. We all have that perception.
America.
All right, everybody. We are looking for campaign funds or other donations.
Yes.
BigHands@SleeplessInCialis.com.
Mm-hmm.
We take Zelle, PayPal, direct cash. We do backdoor business. If somebody would like to contribute.
I know you do backdoor business.
I was in the Navy. So whatever it is.
Okay, cool. Right.
Say goodbye, Lauren.
Bye.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a radio voice. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, y'all.